Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We are here live this morning, and if you can't tell, I mean, seriously, we're here live. Tim is manning the phones. Tim, I've missed you so. I can't even stand it.
I've missed you too.
I know. You know, it's volleyball season. You know, I have to keep my body in shape and stuff. No, we've been traveling all over the place watching St. Michael's volleyball. The girls playing. They're in New York this weekend, so I was like, yeah, I'm not driving 5 hours to watch them lose three games in a row. They haven't been doing that great.
No?
What can I say? No, but you know what? They're having fun.
That's all that matters.
She's starting. She's playing. They're having great. You know, the girls are all great. But anyways, we're live, Sin.
I know. I miss you. It's sitting right next to you. I know.
It's been a while.
I mean,
usually we're here, you know, pre-recording.
Yeah.
So we have some of our favorite people here.
Oh,
I'm just chattering
please.
A little bit. One of our guests is a little nervous, so I'm not going to make a big point of it.
She'll
I
be
love
fine.
That her husband
You're
was like, you know.
You're not
going to
make a big point of it. You just did.
I know. Her husband's like rubbing her shoulders and saying, don't worry about it, baby.
Just make sure you sit up straight for
yeah.
radio.
Yeah. and smile, you know, like everybody's going to love
those
you.
Pearly whites.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, she's the reason why we love him so much is because we
exactly.
know she's the real deal behind the scenes, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We are live this morning. So if you have any phone calls for us regarding real estate, please feel free to give us a call, 781-837-4900. Tim is manning the phones and alert in there today. Because we're live.
Yes.
Always alert.
You are always alert. So we have the clean team with us this morning.
I know.
Yeah.
Kritzy's in the house.
Kritzy's in the house.
And Mrs. Kritzy, as Sharon said earlier.
Mrs. Kritzy is here. Good morning, Mrs. Kritzy.
Good morning.
AKA Jennifer, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Jennifer
right.
Kritz.
Right.
So welcome. We're so happy to have you because I've never met you before. I've heard so much about you. And I know when we're doing our correspondence with what are the topics going to be, you're sort of the brains behind all of it, and
yes.
the beauty, I can see.
Yeah,
yes. clearly.
So, well, thank you for having coming here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Why don't you tell us a little bit? I know, Matt, we hear you all the time. I mean, we're not going to put you in the corner.
No one puts baby in the corner.
Yeah,
put baby in a box.
Yeah, nobody puts Kritzy in the corner. Why don't you tell us, the two of you, why don't you tell us together, how about that? A little bit more about the company, where the areas that you're servicing, and some of the topics that we're going to hit upon this morning.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll let my wife start.
Oh, what a good man.
No, I think he's being mean right now.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you know, we are in the South Shore. We clean just about anything you can get dirty. Carpets, upholstery, window treatments, grout, tile, wood floors we wash, buff, and restore. We do oriental rugs. We do wood, like I said, wood floors, just about anything. Yeah. You know, we've been in business 33 years, mm-hmm. which is great. Always owned by the same, my wife's parents started the company, but we now are the owners. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just kind of took their philosophies of integrity and doing a great job every day and just went forward with it. And mm-hmm. we've been really blessed with great employees and, you know, mm-hmm. just awesome, awesome customers. And, you know, connections and people like you. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I pointed to Sharon for those people who yeah. can't see me.
Cindy is terrible.
Cindy is well.
Seriously.
Cindy,
yeah.
I have a rug in the car for him.
In the car. You know what I mean?
In the car.
Just in case you want to go to Dorchester, she has a rug in the car. So she's all set. So.
I know we had to ask, is there something rolled up in that rug? Because it's so weird.
I'm like, who's our guest today? Oh, Cindy has a rug in her car. It must be Critzy. The Critzy family must be here.
Because I can't get it there. And Jennifer said, well, just bring it with you. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Three notes later.
Yes.
And then
yes.
It's right in front of me, and yeah. I said, oh, look at the note on my dashboard.
What's that
and
note
look at
for
that
again?
Car right there. I mean, the rug right there. Put that in your car, Sin.
And there it is.
And here we are.
It's a left-handed thing.
Because
we're both left-handed.
So there's
and
issues.
I'm the same way, but I usually need four notes.
So oh, yeah.
I have something to aspire to.
Yeah. Do you know sticky notes now have like a full stick? Like it could be like, you know how like, this is my
stick?
Life.
Really?
But instead of just like the post-it, to, like just on the little bit
yeah.
on the top. Because you know those get stuck on everything,
yeah.
right? So now there's a full stick one. Oh, I saw
oh,
those
you mean
the other
like
day
the
Staples.
Whole backing is...
Yeah, the whole backing
oh.
is sticky.
You need those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like
so,
that.
Yeah, well, I'll stop at Staples later and say, hey,
yeah.
hey, if Staples is listening, I mean, seriously, bring us some.
That might work for my diet. I can just slap it on my mouth and it says, don't eat on the top. Don't feed this animal.
It's a change of life, you know. It's not a diet anymore.
Yeah, right,
so,
right, yeah.
Yes.
Lifestyle change.
Yes.
So
go ahead.
No, go ahead. Jennifer, do
yes.
your parents still have a hand in the business at all? Or is it completely, they're out of it, or do they...
They are completely out of it. So it's
oh,
Matt and I
so
that
just,
run the business now.
Just
mm-hmm.
relaxing and enjoying life, huh?
They are. They
Good
are.
For them.
So when you were growing up, though, I mean, did you have, like, were you just interested in it? Is it just something that by osmosis it just made sense naturally that you would take it over? Because I know neither one of my girls want Boston Connect Real Estate when I'm like... So I'm just sort of curious how
at
that happens.
All.
I'm looking for, you know, all of our employees. So we're going to put a name in the hat, and when we're ready to retire, one of you gets it.
Yeah, neither of our girls want it either, actually.
No.
So,
yeah.
Well, I mean, my parents, they started back in 83, and it
yeah.
actually started as a house cleaning company.
Oh, okay.
And so then it evolved from there. My dad was interested in doing the carpet cleaning, so mm-hmm. it just kind of evolved from house cleaning to carpet cleaning. I started working with him in the office about 89, 90 in those years,
mm-hmm.
Just kind of starting to run the office for him, and my mom was still involved too as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of, and then I, you know, I met Matt and just kind of evolved.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Was Matt an employee when you met him?
No.
Oh. No, I was actually a West Coast kid.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
We
seriously.
Could do like a love connection show. Forget real estate
Bachelorette
connection.
Number one.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you feel about people from the West Coast? I love them. Bring them on. I'll take you, Bachelor. So from there, so you guys obviously met and then everything. What were you doing prior to meeting Jennifer?
Yeah, well, my background's always been sales. So
mm-hmm.
I was working for a big telecom company out on the West Coast, and we actually met on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was an internet back then?
Yeah.
There really? In 89? No.
No, no, no. This was in 99. We met in 99. Yeah.
Okay.
She's
99.
Awesome with dates.
And no,
then,
Matt, it's
and then
2000.
When
yeah.
she moved to California, we did our thing out there. And then when we decided to get married, we wanted to come back here. And the thing was, is I came out, met her dad, went to work with him one day. And I thought, well, you know, we could probably grow this into something that maybe we could take over or at least grow it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a one-man show
yeah.
at that point. And, you know, we were blessed to do it. And I mean, I moved here and I love it here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I strapped on the work gloves and put down the briefcase and went
yeah.
from being a sales guy to being a working guy, really. And
yeah.
then I learned the business. And then we were able to bring people on slowly and we grew it.
Yeah. But I think, too, a lot of people in sales sort of, in my opinion, tend to have more, a little bit like of that entrepreneurial mind.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, the salesperson in you saw the vision of what your dad had built with such a strong foundation, Jennifer, that
right.
you were able to take that and grow it. I mean, he must be so proud of you. I mean, what it's become, right? Because it's grown
yeah,
exponentially.
He
right,
is
he has.
Proud. He's yeah. really proud of his. And her sister works with us, too.
Right. Oh, good.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So it's still in the family, all all family. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's awesome. That's great. I know it's, and it's not easy owning a business. And one of the things that we've said, and I just went into my serious mode a little bit here, but one of the things that I was immediately attracted to your family and your business was because of that integrity that you have. So one of the stories I want to share is I did have a client that had a situation with her carpets, and it was in Pembroke, and she was putting her house on the market. And I was like, well, why don't you just call, you know, Kritzy, Kritzy and crew, and come have him come over and just give you an assessment. Is it something that can be cleaned? And he'll and I said, he'll give you his honest opinion. And your opinion was, no, I can't get that out. It was like baby formula or something that was old. I mean, you know, the kids are now seven years old, so it was pretty old. But I love that. You know what I mean? It was, you know, it's time out of your schedule and everything. But you know what? You're always going to be referred by that family and by us because I know that you're not just going to go in there and say, well, let me give it a shot and see if it comes out and charge somebody, you know, $300 to try to get it out when you know in your heart of hearts it's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah, I always think of that. I really do is because money is money and it's hard to come by. And I think, you know, is this going to look good enough where I would be happy paying for it? And if it's not, I tell them flat out. And then some customers say, well, just do it anyways. Mm-hmm. But at least they're making a decision based on facts versus, you know, expectations that are way too high.
Yeah. And then you actually gave them a good referral, too, for someone, like, because it was a small room, you know, just to get, like, a remnant. Sorry, here. This is what...
She's undressing.
Yep. Sorry. It's called
That's why we're on radio.
Menopause. I'm having a hot flash. They just come out of nowhere. Sorry,
that's
can't
so
stop
weird.
That.
You get excited. You can't stand sitting across the table.
I'm talking about
just saying.
The girl. She gets excited when she talks about cleaning.
I mean, just cleaning just brings me into another heated level. I'm like, seriously, we open a window in this joint? Yeah, but you did. You gave them a nice referral because it was just a smaller room, so a remnant and everything. And those people came. They were fabulous, and they ended up stretching some of the rugs for them and doing some other things. So it's like that snowball effect of just, you know, for us, since selling real estate, I mean, there's a lot of emotions that go along with it. You know, I have clients who haven't sold a house in, you know, 25, 35 years. Mm-hmm. And the process is scary, and it's overwhelming. I just know every person I refer to my clients, from you helping them do the cleaning to the movers to everybody that we have on the show, it just feels a really good feeling type thing. So we've talked off air about that and how I think that that's why we were all meant to connect.
Right.
No pun intended.
No, right.
Because we're from Boston Connect. Right. Again, you're listening. We're live this morning. So if you would like to talk to us, we have the Kritzy team here, but I'll go the clean team. So we have Matt and Jennifer Kritz here with us this morning. And we're going to talk about different cleaning things that they want to talk about. 781-837-4900. Tim is manning the phone. So if you would like to talk to us or to them, please feel free to give us a little jingle. We'd love to hear from you this morning. What are some of the topics you want to talk about? I mean, you want to talk about this?
The pile of dirt on the table?
Can people hear that?
I thought was a loaf of bread.
I want people to hear that, Tim. That's why I'm doing it on purpose. That is like dirt.
Yeah. That
I
is.
Can't believe it. I'm going to post it on Facebook so people can see it. I just took a picture of it.
Just a bag o' dirt.
Bag o' dirt.
Explain it to us.
Well, here's we always talk to people about how much dry soil a rug can hold. And you can say it, you can talk about it, but unless you see it, or, you know, in our case, we see it and we know what we're saying, but people don't grasp. Now, that big sack of dirt is from a rug that had already been submerged cleaned. So that's after we had cleaned it.
That's how much dirt
I just...
And it had been it through the whole system. Excuse me. I took it out, and I was moving it around, and I noticed a lot of dry soil coming out of it. So I flipped it over onto our machine, and I badgered. It's a machine we have that vibrates the back of the rug, so the dry soil comes out. I swept it up, and I said, look at this. This is from a rug that's been cleaned. So obviously, we went back and recleaned it. It just they had that much in it. So that, imagine...
Well, how long had that rug been sitting there? Could you take it out of the
Yeah,
house?
I mean, it, no... It,
this is a lot of...
Well, the thing, it looks... For listen, I mean, it's radio,
it
so
looks,
you can't
it's
see.
It's the size of a large loaf of banana nut bread, which is what I thought it was.
Yeah, well, I thought so it was hot chocolate. I mean, and it has a nice little blue ribbon. I thought, oh, look, they're even thinking about our theme, like of our logo. We're blue, so
that's
it's like
I put
a present.
It on there. Yeah.
But I actually... Can I keep this? Because I really want to bring it to the office. I'll return it. I'll return your dirt. But I want to show the agents this. We should have you come
to. We have some every day.
I know. You should really come to the office.
Don't worry. We have piles of dirt everywhere.
We're going to clean Cindy's rug.
Well, you know what? Let's see what we get.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what you get out of that. Yeah. Let's embarrass Cindy for a change.
Well,
you
know,
and the thing is, what's so funny about that is that, like I know I said he'd already cleaned the rug, but what happened was, you know, when we cleaned it the first time, that was still not loosened up enough to have it come out. And I know my wife's looking at me like, oh my gosh, we got that out of a rug we had already cleaned. But that's how much loosened up at the end. And a lot of that's fiber and broken down carpet fiber, but it's just a really good visual to show you.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't a brown rug.
So no, it was a
dirty carpet fiber. It's still dirt all day
it's
long.
It's super fine powder. Yeah. And that rug was only, what was it, maybe a
9 by 12.
Like
or
a 9
so.
By 12.
Wow. I mean, you know what, though? It's actually giving me a little bit of the heebie-jeebies because makes me really glad that I have zero rugs in my house. I literally am, I don't know what it is about carpets, probably because I have a dog. So, the dog, any little carpet the dog can find, like this morning I found her on my white little rug in front of my shower. It's like as soon as I put something down, she's on it, and I can't stand it. So, that's why I don't have any carpets in my house, but this is why. Because all this stuff, too, remember people were using all, like, that powder fresh stuff?
Yep.
Where does that... That ends up somewhere.
Yeah, that's...
That ends up in the back of the rug, too.
Mm.
We get a lot of that when we dust rugs in the shop, too.
Tell us about the process, then. So if somebody... Like, you're going to take Cindy's rug, but people bring their carpets to you.
Good people bring their carpets to you.
Well, what we do first is...
Cindy does not. Cindy makes you pick it up.
Some people meet us in obscure parking lots in Marshfield.
I'll meet you at WATD Enterprise Drive.
That's right.
Take my rug. Literally, you're 5 minutes from my house.
I know.
But no, I have to meet you at the radio station
farther away.
To give you my carpet. Think about that for just a second.
That's because you're busy.
Charge her extra, will you?
Busy girl. Well, so what we do first is, with Oriental rugs, is we will remove all the dry soil. And we flip them upside down on a big metal grate.
I would love to see this, by the way.
I know. Can we have a field trip?
We could do a field trip, or I could bring pictures sometime. Those are great for radio.
Yeah, pictures are great for radio. Video. We can do video.
And we could put it on your website.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea.
But with that, and then we have a machine that agitates the back of the rug, and all the dry soil falls out. So once we do that, then we vacuum the rug again, we clean the back, we clean the front, we hang it, we dry it, we do the fringe separate. So the fringe and the rug aren't done at the same time. Obviously, they don't come disconnected, but we don't want the rug to be wet while the fringe is being cleaned, because then that water from the rug will drain into the fringe and turn the fringe brown. So
now, was that like a learned thing? You made that mistake once.
Whoops, that shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer's dad learned a lot by a little trial and error, but mostly he took a lot of classes. And then in turn, things have continued to advance in chemicals and products, and we don't buy the next best thing, but we buy the tried and true and the good chemicals. But we still have to go to continued education every year, and we learn. We take these classes, and we make sure that if something's better or easier or gets a better result, we'll use it.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a ton of... hours that go into...
Well, you are like a little bit of a scientist. I know when Ryan, when we're doing our other shows, and sometimes Ryan is with us, he's always so amazed about the whole coloration thing something is discolored and how you can match it up. I don't know why that sticks in his head every time.
Mine too. It really is. It's so, honestly, it's interesting, especially when he has visuals, people.
I know. Yeah. We're going to be going to a break because we're at that point, but what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to get onto Facebook Live, and I'm going to do a little video of this so maybe people can see that. So if you go onto Facebook, I am Sharon. What's my thing? Oh, it's /// Shab McNamara. So
I know. Like I know.
So go to facebook.com/ Shab McNamara. That's how you're going to find me. My name is Sharon Costa McNamara on Facebook. If you're just going to search for me that way, put my name Costa in there. You know, my maiden name. Keeping it real, Dad. I think my dad's listening right now.
That's awesome.
Keeping it all about the Costa. Just call me Sharon Costa. So when we come back, I think Tim is ready for us. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, I know that you have a Christmas...
We want to talk Christmas things because Christmas is right around the corner.
Oh,
so let's
talk
about some of the things that could possibly happen or have already happened in some people's homes. And then we absolutely want to talk about your annual food drive.
Oh, yeah. That's
important.
Seven years we've been doing this now.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when we come back from our commercial, we're going to talk about that. So we'll be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the clean team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the clean team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The clean team has been in business for over 30 years. And aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the clean team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and sealing. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the clean team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cynthia Ford.
Oh, nice. So she's mad at me. Oh, boy. Just follow that with a Marie.
Cynthia
and I'm
Marie
in trouble.
Ford.
I'm in trouble.
Yes. So you are listening to us this morning. We're live. We're so excited to be here live. We have Tim manning the phone. So if you have any questions for us, 781-837-4900 is our phone number. We have the clean team here with us this morning. And not only do we have Mr. Kritzy, we have Mrs. Kritzy with us this morning, and I'm just going with it.
I like it.
You know, but during this whole time, do you know what I've been thinking? You remind me of Chip Gaines, like from that on HGTV.
Yeah. Oh,
right. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and
great.
You are Joanne,
hold
right?
On,
Joanna.
I can do my hair. Hold
yeah,
on.
You are. You're like the Gaines family. You're
yes,
wonderful.
You are.
Oh, we can get you a reality TV show.
Oh, that'd be
what
great.
About us?
Yeah,
awesome.
Well, we're part of it. Like, there'll be a segment in our show.
Okay,
you know what? You guys could do the wine segment.
The what?
The wine segment.
The wine segment. Yes, we are really trying to do the wine segment.
Kathy
wine
and Hoda all over again.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna be Kathy Lee and Hoda, Yoda, yeah. Whatever it is. That would be fun. So Cindy and I could be like drinking red wine at their house on their white rug and say, "Oh, what are you gonna do about
can
this?
We please, please.
That's awesome.
Hey, and bring me some hot chocolate.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about spilling in my house.
Do you have rugs in your house?
We do.
Oh, you know why? Because you know a clean person.
Yeah, because you can clean them.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Yeah. You have a lot of Orientals in your house, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So
that's what he has in, well, that's what I have in the car right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Little Oriental.
And that's the other thing, too, though. I mean, I heard Cindy, you know, talking to you this morning about, you know, the Oriental that she has, and it's not in great condition, I think, is what you said. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen it, but it's more of the sentimental value. But think about that piece of it that somebody is actually giving you a piece of their life.
Right.
I mean, that's trust.
Right.
You know? So
no, it is, and that's why we take it that way, and we keep it in house. I mean, we don't send it off somewhere. Mm. We take care of it ourselves, and we do. We treat it as if. I mean, she's the quality control, and if it doesn't pass her test, it doesn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. I mean, every once in a while something will slip through. I mean, we're not perfect, mm-hmm. but we stand behind it and we'll take care of it. But mm-hmm. we think of it that way.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what's happened on that rug and how much it means to somebody.
Yeah, you know, and I love that you take ownership of it. I think that's one thing with me, too. I mean, nobody wants to make a mistake.
No,
or nobody wants to do something.
Mistake.
Nobody does,
right.
You know, so that's why, exactly, that's why we call it a mistake. But I think owning it and saying, I guarantee it, I will fix it or do my best to fix it.
Right.
And in some instances, you can't. But that's just a little lesson. I'm just going to digress a little bit because I'm actually a little upset about this. But I sent out some postcards for a new listing that I have. And my staff has been extremely busy, and one of my staff members is a doll. She's great, and everybody has been, you know, helping. We've been just doing some changes within the company, so everybody's pitching in, and we're getting everything all organized, getting the end of the year. Well, there was a small typo on this postcard that went out, and I got a message from this man who received the postcard and told me that I was dumb as rocks and that he would never hire me. Based on the fact that there was a typo in a postcard. So I thought, well, first of all, you're not the type of person I want to work for, right?
Exactly.
That you took time out of your day to call me, not once, but twice, to tell me I was dumb as rocks, right?
Oh,
with a couple other F-bombs in there, right?
Wow.
So I was, you know, sort of upset, and I was like, all right, well, I'm not going to, I didn't make the mistake. I asked my assistant to call and just explain to him. And you know what? I said, thank him for bringing that to our attention, because we'll send out a new postcard and we'll make sure that it's right, you know, because you can't make something wrong right unless you know about it.
Right.
She called him yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And the man told her that I was dumb as rocks. And she said, no, I want to let you know that I made the mistake. I apologize, but thank you for taking it and bringing it to our attention. We're going to make this right. It was literally one word, and it wasn't even that bad. And we're just trying to, you know, appease him. He told her she should be fired, and then she should go to the nearest bridge and jump off and kill herself.
No.
Wow.
What a lovely man.
Wow. Hmm? Wow.
That's what this man said.
Wow.
She was hysterical. So I just want to have a little shout out to Melissa this morning that, my dear, you are wonderful. And
she is a rock star.
She is a rock star.
I love Melissa.
She is the one that organizes everything in our life for the show.
Yeah.
A rock star.
Yeah, she is.
So I know she listens to our show, and she will get this. And I just want to put out to the whole entire world that one little typo in a postcard is not going to change anybody's life.
Yeah.
Ever.
Right.
No.
Ever.
Right.
And we should, like, say a prayer for Mr. Wonderful.
Well, that's what I said.
Man.
You know what? I wanted to call him and say we will all be praying for you because, you know what? There's something bigger going on in his life that he would ever want to react like. And she was so upset about that yesterday.
She's young.
Yeah.
And you know, that's just not okay.
No, young girl, hysterically crying
and
all day yesterday over a typo.
It is unbelievable and takes so much pride in what she does.
Everything.
And she is so on top of everything.
Wow.
And she handles, not only for Sharon, honestly, but for the rest of us that, you know, Melissa, can you this, Melissa, can you that? Like the rest of your team.
Yeah.
That is horrible.
Isn't that horrible?
I would not want to know that, man.
Yeah. So anyways, I digressed into that only because I loved that you took ownership, and that's how we are. Yep.
Right.
We made a mistake.
Sure.
Guess what?
We'll fix it.
God,
if I don't make several
God
a day,
don't make no junk type thing, right?
Not
so
exactly,
we're human.
I make several every day. Like one after and they snowball.
Like,
and you know what?
And that's the only one that like literally one word. It was literally one word. It was the difference between Pembroke and Braintree. One word. It was wrong. And you know what? This guy went off. So if you are listening, Mr. Wonderful, we will all be praying for you because you know what we're going to do? Because then there were jokes around the office and it was like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get some plastic eggs and I have these little tear cards that are like, you know, they're just about love and appreciation and kindness. We're going to stuff them and then we're going to egg them because like egging someone's house makes you feel like, oh yeah, I just egged your house. But we're going to egg him with kindness.
Yeah. So, that's even better.
Yeah. So anyways, I digressed from you guys. So we'll make sure that we make up to that for you. But again, you guys are wonderful. Tell us about your annual food drive.
Yes, we want to know about that.
So for the
last 7 years, we have been asking clients to, or not asking, but...
Suggesting,
mm-hmm. for... let me start at the beginning, option. Actually. My mom runs a food pantry in Kingston. It's called CareWorks Food Ministry. And she has been running this food pantry for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So 7 years ago, the clean team wanted to help fill the shelves of the food pantry. So we offer $20 off our services when we go to your house if you donate five food items, mm-hmm. or this year we're throwing in toiletries too. So yep. it's just our way of
like non-perishables and everything. And right. I think that that's awesome.
Yes.
So you pick up food when they go to your house?
Yeah. So when the technicians take the food items back
okay.
from the house.
But what if someone
at?
Wanted to just, because they heard this, wanted to yeah. drop some off?
A lot of
do
people.
They go right to the food pantry or is it your, like, where do they go?
Yeah, the food pantries open Tuesdays and Thursdays on Pottle Street in Kingston. They're open from 10 to 1. Or they're also more than welcome to drop them off at our office on 45 Pembroke Street in Kingston.
All right, perfect. And that's if anybody great. Wants to drop them off at our office, we'd be more than happy to bring them over to you.
Well, so. I might not be able to.
Well, we won't. Well, the next time we see you, maybe pick it up.
Drop my rug off for me.
Make sure that like the expiration dates are really long on whatever you're dropping off.
Especially if
I'm the responsible one here. Okay, she's cute and smart. I'm responsible. How's that?
So, I love it. You're both cute.
Yeah, thanks.
All three of you.
Oh, good.
Save.
Ooh. He slid right there into home.
I didn't even catch it.
I'm going to run in and high five my friend over there.
Yeah, so 31 Scoosage Street is where our office is. So if you want to drop off anything, we haven't committed to any food bank yet. We always do something ourselves. Right. So certainly that's what our donations will be this year. Will be for your mom, okay?
Thank you.
I know great. 1 year we've done Marshfield, we've done Pembroke, so we try to spread it around. So sure. this year it will be for Kingston, and I'll make sure all of our offices know that. I mean, so, because we have 3 offices
I
now.
I know.
Yeah.
Someone said to me yesterday, can we please open up the Cape office? And I was like, you might as well do it now, but just so you know, I don't like roses, I like tulips. So when you're at my grave, that's what I would prefer.
Yeah, I got to go to that.
They're trying to kill me.
That's a nice office over there.
Yeah.
I love that area, you know, that little downtown of Bridgewater there.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So that was, because you came.
Yeah.
It was awesome seeing you there. Beautiful flowers too, right? Didn't you guys? You came in, beautiful flowers.
That's
you
how
guys
I roll.
Are. Yeah, that is how you roll. It was awesome. But we just opened Dorchester this week, so I'm actually heading there this week.
Oh, wow.
This after the show, actually. Well, I have a CMA to do. Then I'm heading there to do some decorating. So, yeah, Boston, here we come.
Back to Dorchester,
right in the heart of Adams Village. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so if you're in that area, please feel free to stop in
and help
anytime.
Her just put some pictures up and maybe move some furniture.
Is that down by the mill?
The computers would be great.
Is that
Lower Mills is where you're thinking, you know where the Airy Pub is, because everybody does. It's right diagonal across the street from the Airy Pub, right on Adams Street.
Beautiful.
So the corner of Adams and Minot. There's a new restaurant. It used to be Gerard's on the first floor. It's now called The Landmark, which is awesome. Cool vibe going on in there with the, you know, exposed brick and high ceilings and all that. They had their soft opening this week and invited me and Mary to go to that because we were upstairs. So they invited us and it was great. It was really good. So
that's
we're excited
cool.
for them and, you know, all these new ventures
new beginnings,
for everyone.
Yeah.
So again, if you do want to donate some food to the CareWorks CareWorks Fund Food Ministry. Sorry, I can't read my own writing.
I can see that from here. God
well, it
you.
Looks like an O, U, but it's an O. The CareWorks Food Ministry for Kingston. Feel free to drop anything off at the Clean Team. And your address again in Kingston?
It's 45 Pembroke Street.
45 Pembroke Street in Kingston. Or you can drop something off at Boston Connect Real Estate, 31 Scorsese Street, or even our Bridgewater office, which is 63 Main Street. If you're in Dorchester, feel free to go there too, 206 Minot Street. But more importantly, you will get $20 off.
Yes.
If you have to get your house, you know, carpets clean, this is a perfect time to get that done, right?
Right
before the holidays.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, we have very little room before Thanksgiving, but we have a ton between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's right.
Okay. Well, maybe do it right after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Let the kids, you know, get, you know, cranberry sauce all over those carpets and then get them cleaned for Christmas. Right?
Definitely. Yeah. They get the little table. And the little table is usually on a rug. So there you go.
Awesome. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you too is, you're in here, I saw about leather cleaning and everything for those who have leather couches, which would be me. Mm. What is the process? I know like the companies that we bought it, I think ours is like a Martha Stewart something, I don't know. Mm. They give you stuff to clean it. Mm-hmm. Is that, do you recommend that you use the stuff they give you, or do you recommend your
product?
Yeah,
I mean, the stuff they give you is what they want you to use on it. And basically what it is it's a safe chemical, safe solutions. The thing about leather is that it is skin. It's dead cow skin.
Oh, that really makes me want to sit on
and
that.
And I only say dead because they're really noisy if you don't, you know.
It's going to be really hard sitting on a cow, you know what I mean, in the middle of your living room. Yeah.
Unless it's a tired cow. Don't feed that cow, that's all I can say. But, you know, with leather, you're washing it, you're hand washing it. So what you're doing by doing that is you're removing all the surface soil. Then once you do that, you let it dry, and then you have to reestablish, put the moisture back into it. You're putting the creams and waxes. And we use a base of a line of products that come out of Italy called Leather Master products. And, you know, we're using a small bottle of cream that's like $60 for this little bottle. So it's expensive. And in turn, you know, it's a little more expensive to clean leather. But if you go and try and buy some cheapo thing off the dollar store, you know, you're going to dry out the leather. It's going to crack, or you're going to pull color, or you're just going to take the life out of that leather. You can actually take a piece of leather that they unearthed a shoe over in the Middle East somewhere that was 5,000 years old, and it was a leather sandal, and it was as hard as a rock. And what they did is they used these products to put the moisture back into the leather, and they got it to be supple again. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, the only thing that really lasts longer than that would be like honey. So, you know, that's how leather has to be treated. It'll last forever if you take care of it. And most people just get it and let it sit, and you know, it gets dry with the lack of humidity in the summer, or winter rather, and just needs to be refreshed, and so we do that.
I'm live right now on Facebook.
Oh my goodness.
Say hello to all your fans, right? Jennifer's like, oh yeah, this is perfect.
Great.
Exactly. I thought what I wanted. Radio. There's Tim in there. Yay, there's Tim, good morning, and there's Cindy, of course, and here I am. Ooh. Yeah.
Don't forget to tell everybody that they only had two cool pair of headsets, so you guys had to wear those lame ones.
Yeah, we had to wear these ones, the little earbuds. Yeah. Cindy and I like our little earbuds. So we're live, and we're here with the Kritzies.
Awesome.
The Kritzies. So we're talking about the clean team and everything that you guys do. I'm just going to shut that off. I'm sidetracking. What is this where you say winter walk-off mats? What are we talking about there?
Okay. We're doing the you, me, you.
Oh, I wish
go.
I had that on.
I know, that'd be good.
That was a wide open eyes, like a deer.
She's always telling me to stop talking, and now she's like, talk.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Well, what a winter walk-off mat is it's something that you can get on your feet onto before you get onto your surface, your permanent surface, which would be your wood floors or your carpets. Mm-hmm. You know, you're dragging all this stuff in from outside, and in the wintertime, it's just magnified, because now you're dealing with salt, sand, grit, any commercial location especially. They put all that sand out in the parking lot. So if you can get three steps on a walk-off mat, you're going to remove about 90% of the stuff that's on your feet. Now, the importance isn't just having that mat, but it's rotating that mat and getting that mat cleaned or at least vacuumed every day so that you can reduce that stuff being brought into the property.
Oh, I see. Yeah, then you're just sort of dragging it, which makes sense.
And that's what we tell people. Even at a home, you got a mudroom, get a walk-off mat, and you'll make a huge difference on what's getting into your house.
What about with the hardwood floors? And I know we always talk about this because it's something I definitely want to get done in my house. I think summertime is probably going to be best for us. So you know what I'm also thinking is maybe if we went on vacation or something, just to give you full access to the house and just say, you know, get this done for us.
And I didn't go with you this time.
How do you deal with this all the time? I mean, it's just every day is just a ray of sunshine, isn't it?
Yes.
With Chip over here. I'm going to call him Chip, doesn't he?
Yes.
And you?
Yes.
Listen, he's all smiles this morning. Warm and cozy.
Cindy's
at the kitchen table.
Yeah.
It's so funny. You know, actually, I'm going to go back to the CareWorks thing for a second for the food ministry. I know you said like toiletries and everything.
Right.
One thing that I heard of that I thought was great, and I wanted to bring this up, and I don't know if they would take it, but I go to a lot of hotels because I am traveling a lot to see the girls in college, and I, you know, to all these volleyball games. And, you know, they leave you all the little toiletries. toiletry things, you know what I mean? So I always would take them, and I have like a bag of them because I thought, oh, these are great for Mackenzie if she's traveling, and then I always just forget to give them to her. But I thought that might be a good thing to sort of even donate, because you know what? There's bars of soap, and there's all kinds of little things. So, I mean, somebody could use them,
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. These are things that for people that don't have anything. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And so anything is awesome.
She just those types of items are, you know, made available for people who may need them. So,
And this time of year is so important for it as well, too. So, okay. So we have to get to another break. You want to do that? All right. So when we come back, we are going to talk more about, you know, just preparing your house for the holidays. I know your schedule is already tight. I know this is like going crazy here. I don't even know what's happening. go on to facebook.com/ShamMcNamara, and that's how you'll find me, or you can look up Sharon Costa McNamara, and that's how you'll find me, and you'll be able to see what the crits look like. We're on there live. We'll be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fair way. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the Clean Team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the Clean Team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The Clean Team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the Clean Team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and ceiling. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the Clean Team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, of course, with Cindy Ford, my co-host here. And we're both full-time real estate agents, obviously. I'm the broker owner, and Cindy is an associate broker over at Boston Connect Real Estate. We're located in three locations now. So we have Bridgewater, we have Boston, and we have Pembroke location, so our South Shore, South Coast, and our Boston location, which is great. So if you're thinking about buying or selling a home and you would like some, you know, one-on-one consultation, information or some advice. We just try to give you solid advice, and just like all of our co-hosts that we have with us, just giving you some value so you can make some good decisions for you and your family for the next chapters of your life. So we are here for you, 781-837-4900. I would love a phone call just for someone to say hi or someone to say something to you guys. You know what I mean? So we have some spot cleaner stuff in front of us. Don't you like
stuff.
Me? I'm all about the scientific terms here.
It's a technical term, and they they helped us with that in the commercial.
I know, but still, if you didn't hear this, that's dirt. That's dirt. Just the, and I know Tim hates it when we bounce off that stuff, right? Doesn't that echo in there too? Does it?
Oh, I keep the speakers turned down a little bit just in case you do something crazy like this. No, I'm kidding.
Sharon, I'm not listening to you at all until you start waving around in there.
Hey, hey.
I know. Yeah, but isn't that amazing, Tim? That's dirt out of a carpet. That's how good these people are. That's sort of nasty, though.
How long was that dirt in the carpet for?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Well, that was after it was years. Cleaned.
Yeah, this is the second cleaning.
Right.
That's how good they are. Yeah. I can't wait to show people that.
How big was the bag of the first cleaning?
Well, then he didn't.
Yeah,
did that
fit on the table?
I didn't collect it, but, you know, no, it probably wouldn't have.
Wow.
That was after that rug had been in a big tank I have of 300 gallons of water flushing and flushing and flushing.
Really?
Yeah. That's why it was so amazing. That's why I had to get it, and I had to show Jen.
I'm like, gotta come out of here. Look what I have, honey.
And I put a little blue ribbon around it for you. Look, I'm so excited about
double
this.
Double bagged.
Yeah, I gotta tell you. I get excited about, like, sort of the littler things, too, really. Yeah. I mean, I have to tell you, I know a little bit about everything, which makes me a little dangerous. But even, like, with Steve Cook, when I'm, like, walking around the house, and I was like, Steve Cook's going to point that out when you have the home inspection, just so you know. It's like a little game I play. Yeah.
Isn't it weird how you, because we actually listen and do, and I love this stuff.
And then when he finds it, I look at my clients and I go, super smart me. I told you he would find it.
That's awesome.
Yes. And for you guys, obviously, we're going to talk about cleaning and everything. Tell us about this. Spot.
This is our spot out. And we usually leave this with everything that we clean. Mm-hmm. And if you have, like, an accidental food spill or things like that, this stuff works fantastic.
This is a great time of year because don't you think, like, this time of year is when you're probably seeing a lot of the accidents? Let's face it. I mean, other than the summer when Cindy's drinking her sangria, but I'm thinking, like, pomegranates, right? How do you get pomegranate juice out of anything?
That's so funny. Our daughter was just eating pomegranates.
Yeah, right?
That's a tough one. Well, the thing about it is every spot and spill, every type of spot and spill, everything you can spill has its own chemical that works better for it. So we take in consideration, what's it spilled on? Is it an organic carpet? Is it a natural fiber? Is it a man-made fiber? So once you know that, now you know what chemical range you can use. Mm-hmm. So then you say, okay, am I looking for a tannin type of spotter, which is how you would get out blueberry juice or pomegranate juice. Mm-hmm. So it's never just one thing does it all. The nice thing about this product is we leave it with each customer, and it's a product that's never going to make things worse. It's pretty much safe to use on anything. You can use it on your clothing or things like that. But it also ensures that if we have to get involved again after they've done something, we're not going to have a problem with them using the wrong product.
Yeah.
And, you know,
because some of those other products, I remember when we did used to have carpet, and actually I could see it on my client that you went to their house, you know, there was baby formula on there and they used, like, an over the counter thing. And then I'm looking there and I was like, all right, now it looks bleached.
Right.
I mean, don't most of those things have all bleach in it?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Yeah.
Or they have what they call optical brighteners, which are things that make the carpet look nicer. But what ends up happening is it's like a clear bleach, a clear dye rather. So it changes the color. And if you're talking about a dark blue and you lighten it one shade, it's noticeable. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about a tan, which is what most carpet is, you're not going to notice it as much. And in that instance, they had used something. Not only did they use that one thing, and I'm not saying this about, you know, your client.
No, it's a good example. People, it's not there anymore, and the house is sold. I mean, it's under agreement, so, you know, we're good.
But they'll use one thing, and that doesn't work. So they say, well, that didn't work, so let's try this.
Right.
They're not taking out the first product they used. Now they're adding. So now you've got two products, and who knows what chemical you just made.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when things can get worse. So
it's not really a good adventure anyways to be really, like, mixing chemicals.
No. For sure it's not.
Yeah.
Also, too, think about how expensive carpet is.
Yeah.
I mean, why not invest a little bit of money in having someone who knows how to do it properly and get it done so that it always looks nice versus, You know, I mean, gosh, it's shocking how expensive carpet is.
Yeah, actually, now that I think of it, I do have some carpet in my house. Our basement is carpeted, so I do have carpet. It doesn't need to be cleaned yet. I mean, it's sort of newer.
Because you don't go down there.
I know. Right. Well, because I have radon, remember? Remember that, Sin? That great idea? Hey, why don't we do a radon test live with Steve Cook and, with Imperial Inspections, and who has radon?
You.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Yeah,
so I definitely want you to get some pictures of that rug of hers. So.
Yeah. So we can say, wow.
Something bad about her. Oh, sorry, we couldn't get that stain out. I'm like, oh, that sort of stinks for you.
Not in my house.
You know what I'll do, though? I'll do the little Cindy dance when she found out that she didn't have radon and I did. This was the Cindy dance, if everybody could see me.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
She's a really good friend, though. She really is. I love her to pieces. Yeah.
She's lovable.
Oh, well, she is lovable.
To pieces.
Yeah, I had to take off one day, like, sort of quickly, and I had to go up to Vermont to see Mackenzie, and she came running over in her PJs. She's like, I'll help you pack. What can I do? And I was like, I don't know. I'll take this. I felt like Steve Martin in The Jerk. I don't need anything, but I do need this.
Literally, I can't even tell you. Like, 11 winter coats.
You know, it's Vermont. You never know what the weather's going to be. I had 11 different...
Like, I can't tell you how many suitcases. And then I said, well, why don't I just bring out those lemons and limes on the counter? And how about some of those apples in that can... Yeah. How about that candle? Yeah. Do you want the clock off the wall?
Right.
I mean, the things that she was... I'm looking at her saying, what is she going to do with that? Like, it's a clock.
The pewter mouse decoration.
I was there for a week. I mean, seriously, unexpectedly. But anyways, I digress. So let's get into some of the Christmas stuff, because we really... the holiday stuff, anything holidays. Mm-hmm. I see on here, too, wax in the Christmas tree stand leaks. Mm, so do you want to talk about any of those?
I think we'll let the expert.
Okay.
or me. Well, I mean, what we put on there was some of the things that we see. We see things at different times of year. Mm-hmm. You know, we see pet accidents at the beginning of humid season. This time, the holidays, Christmas. I mean, we celebrate Christmas, but obviously not everybody does, so it is a lot of holidays. But when you're putting up a Christmas tree, I always tell people, put a plastic membrane underneath that Christmas tree stand, even if it's
always
just a couple of trash bags. Mm-hmm. Because if that thing overflows, it's going right into your carpet or right into your wood. And you know how when you take the Christmas tree out, the water is always black and just and there's a lot of people put sugar in it.
Yeah.
And that sugar getting into a carpet is a nightmare to get out. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Why?
Because sugar is now a food source for anything that wants to grow in that carpet. It's warm, it's dark, and it's got a food source. So you peel back that carpet and you're going to have mold and just nastiness. Plus with sugar, it's hard to get it all out because you know how you spill lemonade on the counter and you wash it and then it's still sticky.
Mm.
You wash it again, it's still sticky. Well, now imagine that in a carpet.
Can that damage hardwood floors
it
as well?
Sure,
because Sharon doesn't have any carpet for those very reasons.
It's even worse for hardwood.
Because I'm always, always spilling my lemonade.
Because hardwood, you know, you just can't clean it. You have to either sand it out or replace it.
Mm-hmm.
Carpet, you can clean the back, clean the front, and you can get it back in order, change the bad, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's just a little thing to help with those.
And I also saw on here candle wax. So how, you know, a lot of people are doing, you know, candles, especially, you know, you have Hanukkah, there's always candles for that.
Oh,
and
gosh,
just regular candles. I mean, Cindy, you were at Party Light for years, and you have candles all over the place.
Yeah.
You know what candles I like? I like the ones right now that are just lights.
That's what we have. We love them.
Oh, yeah. I those too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one the other day, actually. I have
the
a little
LED,
statue, little statue of Mary, and I have my candle going all the time.
It's nice. We have two that have remotes. You just push the button.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, the doorbell already. We're going to go quickly for that. If you're thinking about buying or selling a house and you need some advice on that or a consultation with one of the two of us or the both of us or whatever suits your fancy, please feel free to give us a call. 781-826-8000 is the phone number for our office, our main office, so you can always ask for us. You can always go online, too, to bostonconnect.com. We're going to have a blog about this as well. Some of the things we've been doing have been voice to text, so we'll probably do that with this one. So we'll make a note of that so we can get that out there, too. Because sometimes people can't listen while they're at work, but they can read while they're at work, you know? And then when their boss comes around the corner, they just push the button. Look at that, an Excel spreadsheet. So,
I want to hang with you more.
Yeah, exactly. But you can see our bios as well on our website at bostonconnect.com. And all of the listings that we have, you can also find all of the open houses that are happening this weekend. I know Cindy is going to be in Braintree tomorrow from
12 to 2.
And the address is Middle Street.
Look for my balloons and my sign with my name, Cindy Ford. I haven't printed off the sheet yet, but I'm on my way.
It's my listing. So there we
It'll be on Facebook. I will post it on Facebook. Come by
and see. It's either going to be on the left or right side.
A cup of coffee or something.
Oh, yes. I said that one time. I literally posted on Facebook. I'm going to be at wherever I was. Please bring me a coffee. I'd take it black with one Splenda. And I had four coffees sitting on the kitchen counter.
Oh,
yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. People just popping in. Yeah, it was a lot of great fun. So Cindy will be in Braintree. I know that if you're in looking for a condo, Jefferson Square, we have three condominiums left down there. I was there this morning before the show, meeting one of my clients that was looking at all of, you know, everything in the production. So we have actually two that are still available, and there will be open houses there today from 12 to 3, so you can stop
and
by
tomorrow.
There
yep.
And tomorrow, yep, today and tomorrow, 12 to 3. Are you doing any over there?
I was, but I am
doing Braintree instead.
I let Michelle do today.
Okay.
I was doing today.
Perfect. So Michelle will be there.
Yep, Michelle
Sullivan.
She's awesome.
She has already sold a couple of them over there, so feel free to do that. That's 595 Washington Street in Pembroke. And these condos are beautiful. If you want to feel like you're in the South End or down in the city, they're awesome. And they're beautifully built by Sealand. And if anybody knows a Sealand-built house, you know that the quality is just amazing in there. So they are on the market for $429, and we only have two left, two reservations, $439, sorry. Sorry, Sin.
That's okay, honey.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I'm here.
I was thinking of something else. Like that. They're $439. They're $439. How can everybody get in touch with you if they want to get in touch with the Clean Team?
They can call 781-585-4678, or they can also email us as well at info@thecleanteam.net, or they can stop by anytime, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. At 45 Pembroke Street.
Perfect. And they can meet Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Tucker.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Tucker. Yeah. All right, great. Yeah. Awesome.
He's the heart of our business now that you've met Jen.
That's awesome.
I have to keep something secret.
Yes. So you were listening to Talk Real Estate this morning with the Kritzies here. So we have Jennifer and Matt Kritz. You guys are wonderful. We're awesome.
Yes.
We're so blessed to have met you and crossed paths.
I know.
So we're really grateful for that. So you're listening. They are the Clean Team. You're listening to Talk Real Estate. But you can get onto our podcast, which is talkrealestateradio.com, or you can get the app on your phone if you have the podcast app. Do you have it on there, on your phone? So you can listen to Talk Real Estate Radio?
Yes, I do.
Radio? Yep.
And I do.
Okay. And we only have 1 minute left, so you guys, final thoughts for final
wax?
Couple seconds.
Oh well, wax. First, shout out to Rachel and Sarah.
Okay,
oh yeah,
perfect. Hi, Rachel and Sarah.
But wax. What you want to do is you want to take a piece of paper, put it over the wax, take a iron that's very very lightly warm, and just melt the wax right into the paper.
Brown paper bag. There's your tip for the day. We'll make sure that's on bostonconnect.com. Have a wonderful weekend. That phone number one more time, Jennifer.
781-585-4678.
Perfect. Have a great day. bostonconnect.com.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you.